This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to Happer and Shaper on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back. More of Happer and Shaper here on 93.7 The Ticket, theticketfm.com. Thank you for participating in this morning's text bag. Jake has delivered us his annual Christmas gift.
Yeah, what a jerk.
He was deciding before whether he should get, like, who is a Chex Mix person and who is a Muddy Buddies person. What do people call those? Puppy Chow.
Puppy Chow, yeah. I've never called it a Muddy Buddy.
I usually call it a Muddy Buddy.
Puppy Chow.
And I guess he decided that you're a Puppy Chow guy.
He asked me, he did an informal poll, which I didn't put together as to what it would be about, mm-hmm. whether I like Chex Mix or Puppy Chow. And I said that I eat both, but this is about the only time of year that I ever eat Puppy Chow. So there it is. Now I have an option because he's a jerk and he buys people Christmas gifts and I always forget to repay the favor.
Every year he'll come in here and just throw a bag at Chex Mix at me. I'll be like,
I forgot what he gave me yesterday.
Wow, this is great.
Not yesterday. I think last year was just regular Chex Mix because he didn't know, which I destroy, by the way. That is a
dangerous.
Really hard for me to stop eating it.
I totally agree.
It's just like one of those things.
Those in the sweet chili Doritos.
Yeah. And Doritos and chips specifically, like, I have to, like, put it in a separate container and then take the bag, put it in a lockbox, mm-hmm. and drop it off somewhere in town, yep. and then drive away.
Otherwise, the whole bag will be gone.
100%. I just can't help myself.
Mike Sauter, Chex Mix or Puppy Chow?
Neither.
Why am I not surprised?
I know that's surprising, but none of the above.
Okay, favorites. Do you like chips?
I think he's a barbecue chip guy.
Barbecue
chips.
Remember, he sent us a photo of his sandwich.
It looked like a good sandwich.
It looked like a pretty seasoned chip next to it that I would assume would be barbecue chips.
Hey, I was back on my turkey sandwich train that day for lunch because there was a time where I only ate turkey sandwiches for lunch. For like, you know, years in a row. And so I was like, I'm gonna have a turkey sandwich.
You ever mix in like a salt and vinegar chip or a sour cream and onion?
No.
Do you want to try a prison chip?
A what?
Chips that you can only get from the, I think it's called the commissary at the prison?
Oh, yeah.
The correctional facility, yeah.
No.
You don't want to try it?
No. No, I know you guys have tried those before, but no, thank you.
Very seasoned
chips that I like too. So it's like I like barbecue chips, just like basically any barbecue chip. Not quite a fan of kettle cooked barbecue chips, but
bad take.
Baked Lay's barbecue chips are the absolute best. I could eat a whole bag in one setting.
I made the mistake one time at a Costco buying like the box of the mini bags of baked Lay's, and like really the only one that I like that much is the barbecue. The regular is okay. The rest of them bad. Baked Cheetos, garbage.
So you only like barbecue chips and baked Lay's barbecue chips? These are your only chips?
No, and I like, I like Pringles, but I haven't been able to find them. But the, like,
they're at the grocery store.
Lightly salted original Pringles, no, like, none of the weird stuff on there. I don't even like the barbecue Pringles. They're not that great.
Remember they did the pizza Pringles?
Those are
no.
Sauter doesn't remember because he wouldn't eat them.
No. No. You don't. No. You don't. Like, I saw sweet corn Pringles
the other day.
Yesterday when I was at the store at 12:30, which was a terrible idea, by the way. It was a zoo. And I was like, who would eat those?
Me.
Like, oh, yuck.
You got to try some stuff, man.
Yeah,
Come on.
I wouldn't ever buy them again, but I bought one can. It was 99 cents. I tried them. They were okay, and then I never will buy them again.
Yeah. I do have a palate of a 12-year-old, so, I like what I like. I eat, what I like, and that's probably why I weigh, what I weigh and look like I do, so.
You're not like a huge fat guy.
Yeah, 12-year-olds don't like vegetables.
Do I like vegetables?
Well, 12-year-olds may not.
No, I do. I like broccoli and green beans and asparagus, and that is about cauliflower's all right. Is that a vegetable? I like corn.
Brussels sprouts?
I'm a huge fan of corn.
No, like Brussels sprouts?
Any kind of corn, just not corn, sweet corn potato chip. Ew.
What about Brussels sprouts?
They're all right, but I won't like buy them to make them. No.
Really, I find that as a very good, very good.
Do you make
set.
Your own?
I do. Yeah, nice. Cut them up and you really
season them. And...
Well, you don't have to season them that much, but you have to like turn up the heat pretty high and crust them up pretty good.
Okay, to get the texture.
Uh huh. Yeah, it's good. It's good stuff. All right, Sauter. Well, I think we've gone through your lunch eating habits now. What about Jay Ducker? Where's Jay Ducker going?
What does
he
eat for lunch?
He doesn't know either. So, like that very, short story that I wrote because I'd, talked to him briefly and that got a lot of play. Like people are, you're upset or whatever, curious. And, he doesn't know where he's going to go. He's open to any and every school. There's not a, I won't go there thing at all. I specifically asked him off the record about certain schools and he said, I'm wherever, like he's fine. So, it'll be interesting to see where he goes. He had a fantastic year, obviously. So, I'm sure his phone is ringing, quite a bit.
Why is he in the portal?
The way he explained it to me is just that, trust is a big thing, for him. And if you look at it, beginning of the year, he wasn't playing, right? And he specifically, remembers a couple of conversations with coaches telling him, oh, you're going to play this week, and then he didn't. And, he was on scout team at one point and all this stuff. And so he felt that way, that he, couldn't trust his coaches or something like that. So the worst part about this is like, I can only talk to him, right? Like I can't call the coach and be like, well, he said this, what do you say? You can't do that in this situation. So, there's two sides to every story. And, honestly, when he was, having the year he was having in the middle of it, I'm like, he's definitely going to be in the transfer portal. Like just because, at a max school, if you do something like that, guess what? It's kind of like the minor leagues. You move up. So that's just how college sports is nowadays. And I mean, good for him, and he's a pretty good running back, as we kind of know if you saw him in high school. So, that's why. I guess that's kind of why he's leaving. Is just one bigger challenge, maybe, and two, he felt like he didn't get a full fair shake there, which, you know, that's his feeling. So.
I know you're in basketball mode, but I am kind of curious, like when you talked with Zane Flores, either before the state championship, after the state championship, did you get any sense of what his schedule or what he wants to do here over the winter months to try to build some sort of, excitement, hype towards his recruit? I still remain somewhat baffled that there just isn't more interest in him as a recruit at this point in time. Have you had any of those conversations with him or people close to him?
No, I haven't. And he is very, he's very reserved.
Yes. He's not going to put it out there.
No, he's not. He doesn't just, offer information. Right. He almost needs like a hype man. Like social media matters, especially nowadays. And the more, more tweets he can have and Instagram videos and posts and stuff about himself, for some reason that really, 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 really matters. And, he's just not that guy. He's the exact opposite of what, everyone wants to say his kids nowadays and their recruitment and stuff. He's the total opposite. He'd rather talk about anything but that, which isn't great, because it kind of hurts a little bit as far as his, recruitment and that. So I really don't know. I know that he has, he visited Northwestern. Northwestern came in to Gretna a couple of weeks ago on a Friday morning and watched him throw in person and all that. They, they were there. And that wasn't shared publicly because he didn't want it shared publicly. But sometimes it's okay to share that stuff publicly because then it maybe drums up a little more interest from other schools and stuff. So, I think he knows that, but it's just not his personality or style or anything like that to do that. I know, I do know he went to Nebraska for a little bit or a couple of times for game day visit things. He's been to K-State. He's been to Northwestern. Like I said, they're very interested. So I just, I don't know. It's a very interesting recruitment because he doesn't like to share a lot and doesn't want to, frankly.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Sutter, what are your Christmas plans?
Great question.
What gym are you going to be in?
No gym. Maybe I'll go watch some dude. Because, you know, we're in the moratorium, so maybe I will. I know kids are working out and kind of getting together and doing pickup and stuff like that. So maybe I'll sneak over there or sneak into a gym tomorrow morning. But I'm doing a handful of, just video interviews or video casts, as I call them, with different athletes and coaches and stuff. These next few days here, today I have a lot of that. And tomorrow morning, I have a lot of that too. So a handful of those lined up. So I'll share most of those, today, tomorrow, tonight, all that. So I'm gonna try and take tonight off, hang out with my family, and then obviously tomorrow night, I think dinner at my mother-in-law's house and Christmas morning stuff with my 5 and 2-year-old, which I still got to put together. Parents got to put together the toys that Santa brings. So, that's what I'll do tomorrow night after the kids go to bed. There's a big, not big, but a decent sized, I think, bookshelf that that Santa got them. How about that? That I haven't seen. I don't know what it looks like, but I have a feeling it's going to take me, an hour and a half or two to put together. So at least it's not the Barbie dream house that I had to put together for my kid's birthday. That was, oh boy.
What's the best Christmas gift you ever received?
I ever received? Wow. Man, it's a tough. I don't know. Not really sure.
I asked a tough question.
A loaf of Rotella's bread
that I bought for myself.
You bought your shoes for yourself?
Yeah, probably a pair of shoes that I bought for myself.
Do you have a specific set of Nikes for Christmas morning?
No, I don't. No,
surprising.
I don't.
Are you festive?
Not really. No, we don't do the whole matching pajama family thing. No, it's not.
I like that's the definition of festive.
Yeah,
I couldn't. I didn't think you would be, but thought I'd ask.
You definitely have to have matching pajamas with your wife, right? Like that's something that she would have made happen.
It's something that she would want, but
put the foot down.
No, I it wasn't necessarily that. I think she knows that it would be a struggle for me to put it on. And therefore she just doesn't, she didn't bother, which I really appreciate.
Happer, I've met your wife once. I think I remember that night a little bit.
No, you don't. Cause I know what night it was. You don't. You don't remember that night at
all. I would imagine she would be like, dress the dog and everyone dresses the same and the dog has the same outfit and let's take the picture.
Yeah. She's pretty festive. Yes, yeah. She's pretty festive. No dog though.
Oh, you don't have a dog? Oh,
no.
Well, whatever. All right.
Haber hates dogs.
Well, I would imagine that this is our, the Facebook photo or Instagram photo of you and your wife in matching pajamas in front of the Christmas tree.
You should have seen how many pumpkins were in my house around Christmas.
What?
There was 1,000 pumpkins.
You said around Christmas.
I mean, around
That's
Halloween.
That's what threw him off.
Around Halloween.
It was way funnier that way.
Pumpkins at Christmas.
All right, time to decorate the pumpkin.
I've told my wife that we can't get pumpkins anymore for the outside because the last 2 years, I don't know what it is, but it's in our neighborhood. We have pumpkin eating squirrels.
Those are just squirrels.
The squirrels eat the pumpkins and leave a mess everywhere. And who has to clean up? Me. So I was like, listen, we're done with the pumpkins outside. Like, not even, like, not doing it anymore. So if you want pumpkins, buy the fake ones that you just set out every year. I just don't care. But we're out on that. I almost hit a squirrel that was carrying one of those little baby pumpkins across the street in my neighborhood. I was like, where are these?
Yeah, they've evolved. Ruthless. They've gotten stronger. They now have the ability to carry larger objects.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. It's fine. I'm just not. Yeah, I still got to go Christmas shopping at some point.
Yeah,
I need to get my wife a couple of things or something. So I'm not, probably tomorrow afternoon will be. I'm taking suggestions. So if anyone wants to drop a tweet at me on what I should get my wife for Christmas on, you know, the afternoon of Christmas Eve, feel free to let me know.
Yeah, you and every other guy will be at the mall or wherever it is today and tomorrow. That's pretty normal, I think. So you could just tweet at Mike Sauter, at Mike Sauter _, and then give him what you should get for your wife Christmas gifts. All right, Sauter.
Yeah.
We'll let you go. Enjoy your long weekend. Hopefully, a little longer than it normally is. Merry Christmas. Appreciate you, and we'll talk next week.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't talk much sports today, but that's okay.
It's okay.
We got a lot of sports next week.
That's right.
Sports
a
week.
A lot of sports next week. I will be Metro
tournament. That's
starts why back up on Tuesday.
I was going to ask your prediction for the Metro tournament, but we still have the ability to get those before next weekend, so we'll hold on that.
Yeah, Metro's next week. Hack tournament's next week. Starting up again Monday, and then one last thing here. I have no idea how I pulled this off, but my wife is literally like, I'm going to be basically gone the entire week next week from, like, you know, Metro tournament games start at 8:30 in the morning and the last one starts at 8:30 at night. And that's, you know, I'm basically going to be gone 5 days next week and, or 4.5, I guess. And I don't know what it is that she's let me do that, but, I'll take it.
It's a win.
Yep.
All right, Sauter. See you later.
All right. You guys have a great Christmas. Appreciate all you do. Probably the last time I'm speaking with you guys until, I don't know.
No, we have a show next week.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Well, unless you don't have time to come on next Thursday.
Well, we can. I mean, I can sit there and talk to you in the gym. It's fine.
There you go.
Figure it out.
We'll be there. All right. We'll figure out something else. All right. See you, Sauter.
All right. All right. Yep.
Mike Sauter of the NEBPreps.com. We'll roll this straight into Should I Click on This Link?
Let's do it.
Let's I'll give Schaefer 10 things that he could potentially click on, and he will only have the ability to click on two of them.
It could be a joke. It could be a virus. I know this is clickbait. Does it reward outweigh the risk? Should I click on this link? Should I click on this link? Should I click on this link? Should I click on this link?
Joe Jonas reveals he was high during this Coachella moment.
No.
Okay.
No.
Most Coachella moments.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, isn't that just the point of it?
Yeah. Drew Barrymore reveals Keanu Reeves gave her, quote, but ride of my life on motorcycle for 16th birthday.
That's a no, but it's really funny. For some reason, each Drew Barrymore one somehow feels exceedingly fake.
A lot of Keanu Reeves, too.
Yeah. I don't know. People love their 90s, stars, I guess.
Passing on Drew plus Keanu. Biden's welcome new puppy, Commander, to White House. Major to change homes. Oh, so he got rid of his previous dog named Major, and they're getting a new dog called Commander.
Wow, quite the cabinet change.
Yes.
Also a no.
Okay. Fetty Wap arrested at Newark Airport over outstanding warrant.
No.
Who is this?
Okay, that makes sense. He doesn't know who Fetty Wap is. Remember Trap Queen?
Yes.
You do remember Trap Queen?
Well, I know that people have talked about it. I don't know that I had ever heard it or anything like that, but yeah.
That was Fetty Wap.
Okay.
Apparently he had an outstanding warrant and was arrested at Newark.
Tough.
This is article number 5 already. No, not even a bite.
The
not
closest
even a
would have been to see the type of dog that the Bidens ended up with, but it's not worth the
not
use
even
of
a nibble
click.
At this
yeah.
point. Howie Mandel stopped daughter from tattooing "not safe for work" joke on her foot.
I kind of need to know the joke, right? Like, but I don't really care about
it. He was guest hosting the Ellen DeGeneres show, and he intervened with one of his daughters.
I think I'd be able to scroll by this, but I would have paused.
Okay.
I would have paused.
So there's a nibble.
Yeah.
Jay-Z says there's not a chance in hell an artist could beat him in a versus battle. You don't know what that is.
Yeah, I'm going to need an explanation.
So there's this thing.
Is this?
It's like a social media platform type of deal or a thing that happens on social media where these two popular musicians will like basically go through their discography, like their best 10 songs or whatever, and then people vote, I think, at the end of it or something like that, whatever it is. Jay-Z says he cannot be beat.
I mean, I'm not clicking on the link. I'm now just trying to figure out, like, if I would have ever paid attention to anyone's versus battle ever.
Yeah, I don't think you probably would have.
Do you?
I have tangentially seen some. I'm interested kind of in watching one or two one day when they happen.
Who do you want to see
but
battle?
I never know when they happen. I don't know.
You already, like, with music, don't you already have a preconceived, like, you already think that this is better than that?
No, I'm interested to find out more. I'm a learner.
All right.
Steve-O launching X-rated website to share explicit content.
I mean, of all of them so far, it's relatively close, but I was never, like, he's from Jackass, right? Like
Steve-O from Jackass.
Yeah, I've never really enjoyed Jackass. I don't know.
Steve-O's doing an X-rated website.
I feel bad. I'm saying no to this, too.
Okay. Might run out here.
Like, three left?
Kate Winslet couldn't stop crying during Leonardo DiCaprio reunion.
No, I mean, I feel like the story's in there, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I don't know. This might have been a weak week.
That's okay. You don't have to take this personally. It's not on you.
I do. I'm trying to get you
to click. It's on the headline writers. Do better.
Denzel Washington discusses his acting craft. Quote, "I steal from the best."
Yeah, I'll read this.
That was a pity click.
It might have been, but I'll read it.
One more. He's back. Michael Keaton added to Batgirl cast.
You know I'm clicking on this.
Yeah, I saved that one to last for a reason.
I'd have been sad if I had clicked on, like, let's say I clicked on the Biden's dog and then just picked the Denzel thing and then I missed out on Keaton.
Michael Keaton is going to be doing Batman again in this thing called Batgirl.
Of everything I didn't click on, the Howie Mandel's daughter not safe for work tattoo was the one that
really
somehow
surprising.
Was the closest.
That was kind of a throwaway. There was a lot of throwaways this week.
It's right before Christmas. No one's doing anything weird.
The Steve-O X-rated website's kind of funny. Not sure I'd click, though.
I don't know that I want to know more.
No, you pretty much get it.
Yeah.
That's a problem. A lot of these headlines tell you what you need to know.
You're just giving too much away.
All right, well, we'll take a
break
here.
How do you sell the milk if people have access to the cow?
That's what I've always said with this game. We'll take a break. 10 o'clock hour, up next.
More of Happer and Schaefer is coming your way on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.